The University Tower chimes bring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, it's Professor Jim Tubbs.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Yeah, I've been looking at your water bottle the whole time, and it's like making me thirsty. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
No, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Mm-hmm. I can't make Seinfeld references in class anymore.
I know. It's sad, isn't it?
And every once in a while, I got to be honest, I watch some syndication and don't feel like it's aged as well as I thought it did in my mind. Oh, anyway, I don't know. Some of it, maybe. I don't know. What's going on, Jim? What are you streaming right now, Jim? What's your favorite series? What are you watching right now?
Oh, I'm not watching any series right now.
All right.
I'm just trying to keep up. I'm still wanting to go see Hamnet.
Oh,
I haven't seen it yet either.
Okay. I want to try to.
Beth and I are supposed to go.
Maybe see it this weekend before I leave.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
A couple of days to go here. A
couple of days.
For the big trip. We can't wait to see your pictures online.
Well, I'll have to remember to take some.
Hey, and tell Diane Manica she's not allowed to hurt her ribs on this trip.
Oh, well, that's right. Be safe.
She's doing good.
She better be.
She's good. Yeah.
And that was, of course, of the dulcet tones of Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
He's about to update everybody on
I am.
The goings-on of the neighborhood and how clear his neighbor's sidewalk always is.
Their sidewalk makes mine look god-awful. Just got off.
They're just really good at it. I don't know what it is.
I just want to know what their grass is going to look like come spring, because they lay down of salt to like...
Yeah, it's crunchy.
Yeah.
It's like the side of a margarita glass.
It is.
Seriously.
I had Danielle look into it for me.
What did she look into?
I think she was on her way back from your house, and because she comes from that direction, she saw bags and bags of salt.
Oh, I see.
So she spied for me.
Professor Dan Maggio is here. How are the sidewalks doing in your neighborhood, Dan?
Oh, they're just great.
Such sincerity.
I don't know whether it's this salt shortage we heard about or what, but it's like every road in our fair city is just absolute garbage. It's just I'm slipping and sliding all over. Well, they did plow the first time. Maybe.
They got ours.
Okay. Well, okay.
But then it's starting to kind of soften up and melt, so now you're getting
the condition of the streets themselves. The potholes are just awful already.
Yep. It's like what do they say? Not pavement, but wavement when you're driving on it.
Broken axles.
Drive on what's left of the road as opposed to on the left side of the road.
Exactly. So feeling this now as a Berkeley resident, Professor Mara Livesey knows exactly what we're talking about here.
Yeah, my street's like packed solid snow. And then they plowed it, which was helpful at that point. Yeah.
Sort of press it down a little bit.
Yeah, just
more.
A little more.
And chill it.
Yeah.
And throw a little salt on there just to coagulate it.
Yep.
I'm running into a lot of people, Professor Stephen Manning, who are like, oh, I'm already sick of winter. And I'm like, all right, I don't think it's meant to be liked at this point.
But they're just now already sick of winter?
We've had it since Thanksgiving, if you think about it.
Yeah, it started early, and it's colder than usual, and more snow than usual.
Yeah, much more snow than usual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Professor Heather Hill is here with us again today. I don't know what kind of like snow connection we can make, but it's just after a while, you realize how long the snow is going
to
be around.
This is taking me back to my childhood in northeastern Vermont. I mean, it's just, but I mean, I actually kind of like shoveling snow. It's exercise.
Come on over.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
I don't know. I just kind of like it,
If it's not that super, like, wet heavy, I'll
take
it.
No, I just, I don't know.
The slurpy shoveling?
We have, the really heavy stuff, but I mean, we have neighbors that will occasionally just use their snow blowers and go right up the sidewalk and take care of things for people in the neighborhood.
Which
is
nice.
Yeah, it is very nice.
Very nice. Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you receive a brand new edition of the ATP coffee mug and an autographed photograph of the profs. If you don't stump the panel, we'll send you the picture. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Hi, professors.
Hi.
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 I hope you're doing well. As a longtime listener, I've come to appreciate all the unique talents of the prop.
Talents?
You all have your areas of expertise, qualifications.
We do.
I think that is one of the many reasons I enjoy the
show. What show are they sending us through?
Meaningless cocktail party chatter.
You know, he's stroking our ego.
No analysis.
We can't be quiet. That's our problem.
Yeah.
Questions are sent in a variety of subjects, and you always handle them with reason and humor.
What?
If the subject
Wrong show.
Is not your strong suit, you do your best to tackle them. But when it comes right down to it, there's one subject that I think you all agree on, and that is the topic we will focus on today.
Food.
Below is a list of questions about food and drink. Hope you enjoy them. It's our good friend Steve Barney from Garden City, Michigan.
All right.
Thank you.
Garden City. Oh my, who keeps track? What is the most stolen food in the world?
Cheerios.
No.
Wow. Aged Parmesan.
Oh, ramen noodles.
You know what? It goes to Professor Livesey.
What?
Cheese.
Is it really?
The most stolen food in the world. Approximately 4% of the cheese in the world that is produced is stolen.
Hey, you guys were lucky you weren't here last week when we had this cheese question.
Some chunks of cheese are...
Cheese thieves.
Well, if you're gonna
steal it, it might as well be.
It's stolen by mice,
Parmesan,
right?
$24.99 a pound.
Parmigiano Reggiano.
Yeah. Reggiano.
Oh, no. Remember last week?
I think Roquefort.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
We were doing cheese
or
not Mob Boss, but
no, it was like Argentinian rainforest names
or
something like that.
It was the name of
it was
a certain
painful.
Things. That's right.
Painful.
That's right.
It was painful. That's true.
What is the old, genetically speaking, what is the world's oldest fruit dating back almost 10,000 years?
Pollen.
Plums.
It's not plums.
Oh.
Fig?
It's not a fig. That's a good guess.
Avocado.
Not avocado. No.
Kiwi?
It's probably something that a lot of us have pretty frequently.
Bananas.
It's bananas. Mm. Yep. It's
really? The oldest?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if they were bananas back then.
No.
Because there was like all these different cultivars actually that came out of
pre-plantain.
Pre-plantain.
Yeah. Lots of seeds.
They were short
probably.
And round and everything. Yeah, exactly.
It's called a raisin.
Mm. We don't buy them much anymore. We used to buy them for the puppy, but.
Oh.
Bananas?
Oh, yeah.
We love bananas. Yeah.
Love bananas.
And they're good for him, too.
Put his
medication in them.
Hide it.
Yeah.
Professors, honey never spoils, period. Why? Question mark.
Because of there's a particular bacteria or amino acid or something in it that prevents it from.
That prevents bacterial growth.
I'm giving it to you.
And I can't remember the name.
A natural chemical defense, but there's two other factors that sort of come into play.
An Egyptian curse.
There's very little water.
Sugar's a preservative to begin with.
Yeah. Sugar's a preservative, and it's extremely highly acidic because people don't think about sugars that way, but they are. They're highly acidic. So.
Okay, there we go.
I don't think of honey as acidic.
So sugars are technically weak acids. How's that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
But it does get...
Crystallized.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
solid.
It does.
You can warm it back up.
Yeah, you throw in the microwave as long as you don't get the little bear slumping over.
You get it out in the bear.
The three most eaten foods, if we take a look at the whole world together, the three most eaten foods.
Rice.
Rice is the first.
Pasta.
Wheat.
Wheat is the second.
Wheat.
Goat.
Mm-mm. Goat meat.
All three of them are grains.
Fish. Oh.
Barley.
Oats.
Corn.
Soybeans.
Corn. Maize.
Corn,
Rice, then wheat, then maize. That is 66.6% of all world food consumption.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Where does peanut butter come in?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a plant.
Yeah, where's baked fish come in?
Which are there more of? Tim Hortons in Canada or Dunkin' Donuts? Now I'm looking at Steven in the U.S.
Dunkin' Donuts.
I'm going with double D.
I go with Tim Hortons.
Gotta be good. Tim Hortons.
So there are 4,000 Tim Hortons in Canada. There are 10,000 Dunkin' Donuts in the United States.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yep.
But we're open 24/7.
Well, so is Dutch Girl, except for Mondays.
Yeah.
I am an American entertainer.
Okay. Aren't we all?
I know, it's not just me. I was born in 1947, and I passed in 2022.
Oh.
My real name is Marvin Lee Aday. Who am I?
Marvin Hamlish?
No, we've had this
is food related?
Entertainer.
He's an entertainer. Oh, born in 47.
That's a pretty large
passed
category.
In 22. The real name is Marvin Lee Aday. We have had this before. Because he went by a stage name that was very food related.
Oh, that's right. That's the category.
Meatloaf. Okay. Soupy sale?
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf. Meatloaf.
Oh.
I was going to say charro, but
I like
no.
Soupy sales, though. That was good.
Soupy sales was a good guess.
That's what Dan said.
Mm-hmm.
He was killed twice.
Soupy
reheated.
Sales was?
He died reheated. Twice. Yeah. He died in Rocky Horror.
Oh, jeez.
Reheated meatloaf, that's all. So.
What is the main difference between baby back ribs and spare ribs?
About $4.
Absolutely, per pound. How about we go deeper than that?
Aren't
the difference
they smaller?
Between baby back and spare.
Does spare have that extra flap at the end? No.
Are they taken from a calf?
It doesn't say any of those
age of
things.
The, okay. So
baby back are shorter, they're better.
I mean,
the location.
They're leaner. Are they leaner?
Where they come from, the cow.
I mean,
yeah, the
yes,
front or the
but
back of the cow?
That's not
they
what it says.
They want something
here.
More specific. Oh. Yeah.
It's actually very simple, and you're not going to be happy when
it's
I tell
the
you
amount
that.
Of fat.
I don't. I'm trying to, you know, visualize. Like, what's the difference when I see them? And it makes sense when I read this. But
does it have to do with where they come from on the? Mm-mm, no,
it doesn't.
Does it have to do with the bones in them?
It does. Baby backs are curved. Spare ribs are straight. That's what
oh.
it says.
Oh.
I've never noticed that before.
Because well, you drown them in sauce.
Yeah, well, you don't even see the curve.
You don't even see the curve, yeah. According to a 2025 survey, what's the number one selling breakfast cereal in the United States?
Grape Nuts.
Mm-mm. Kellogg's.
Cheerios.
Delicious, though.
What kind of Cheerios?
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios. Yeah.
Honey Nut Cheerios. Yes.
Followed by Frosted Flakes, as we call them at the Mayo House, Frosted Flakes, regular Cheerios, and... one of my all-time favorites, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yes.
Where's Captain Crunch in all this?
I thought you were saying Captain
oh,
Crunch.
Oh, Captain
yeah.
Crunch. That's where it's at.
Yeah.
No. Life is a good
life.
Cereal, too.
How does
cinnamon
this happen?
Life.
I don't know.
I mean, Cinnamon Life Crunch is
Cinnamon Toast Crunch
four.
Is number
toast
four.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch
top
so
shelf
good.
Bran Flakes.
Sure. I mean, I like Cracklin' Oat Bran myself,
I'm a
too.
Grandma.
I'm surprised
like
that Honey Nut
we
Cheerios beat
though.
Out regular Cheerios. Because regular Cheerios, all babies will eat.
Yes.
And I don't know why, because they're also, not as good.
They'll put them up their nose.
Millie will eat Honey Nut just as well.
Oh, really?
Gosh. Oh, yes.
You are invited.
We are.
To a seven. You all
we
are
can't
really
be quiet.
Pushing it. You're invited to a seven-course meal. Now, slow down a little bit. What are the seven courses in the correct order?
Lust, apathy. Oh, no.
Appetizer.
We might want to work back.
So appetizer is correct, but let's
not
get French
enough.
Here.
Oh. Cheese.
Petite.
No, cheese is after dinner.
Charcuterie. No.
Isn't there what's the name that the chef gives to the little bit of tease
oh.
thing?
Oh, I know what it is.
A snort?
Shoot.
Amuse.
It's a single bite. It to tease you.
Yeah. No, this is a little
it.
More general. Than
oh,
that.
No.
Oh,
I think that you all are like overshooting.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Okay.
Is where
oh,
it starts.
Okay.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Then salads taken away.
Salad
next
soup.
Comes
soup.
Soup is number two.
Soup.
Yes.
And then the fish course.
It says there's an appetizer first course
oh,
first,
then
the fish.
Salad.
Fish is also nicknamed light protein, is what it says.
Light protein.
Light
okay.
protein.
Poisson.
Then the main course, the entree. Okay. Then, you just said it.
The fish course.
Salad.
Oh, salad course. Okay.
Finally,
dessert.
Yes. So, hors d'oeuvre, soup, appetizer, first course, fish course or lighter protein, main course, salad, dessert. Those are the seven. Mm-hmm. Course meals.
Small though, small.
But the portion sizes must be.
Except the
yes.
Italians
small.
Have a pasta course before the main
absolutely.
Course.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And the Chinese people just throw food at us copiously. On the
yeah,
Susan.
Lots of good food.
That was actually pretty good. I mean, seven is that's
all
a lot
of
variables
exactly.
there.
It's called momentum.
And the amuse-bouche should be on there.
By per capita, what country is the leading producer of watermelons?
A country.
Per capita?
Mm-hmm.
Brazil.
Mm-mm.
Mexico.
Mm-mm.
Argentina.
And it's not the United States.
Is it an African country?
It is not.
Peru.
Is it in Asia?
It's in Asia.
Oh.
Wow. China.
It's China is
China.
What it says here.
Oh.
China
per
is
capita
because
they've got a lot of capitas.
They've got a lot of capitas,
they
but they are very much in love with the flavor and
there
texture of watermelon.
Well, I am too. I love watermelon.
Good watermelon.
I want to get one of those
seedless,
molds.
Though.
Have you seen those, man?
I like the seedless
the,
ones.
The Lucite molds? I want
sure.
to get one of those.
Yeah.
I like the little round ones.
Yeah, the little personal watermelon.
Yeah,
they're good for throwing.
They call it personal watermelon.
As long as they're seedless.
My watermelon.
Professors, where is the International French Fry Museum?
International French fries.
Oh, international.
International
fries. Paris historians believe fries were invented in this place in the 1600s when local fishermen fried potato strips when they couldn't fish because the lakes were frozen.
Belgium.
And you're getting it all. Yeah. Bruges.
In Bruges.
In Bruges. That's I knew we were going there.
That was a great movie. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
If you add equal parts vodka, rum, tequila, gin, triple sec, then shake it, adding lemon juice and simple syrup to top it off with a splash of cola, what have you just
Long
made?
Island iced tea.
That's a wrong iced tea. Man, that's a mess.
After two, you're sitting.
I can't even read that.
Permanently.
And they taste, there's just a little Coke for color.
Yeah.
Color.
What you have is indigestion.
Yeah. Right.
But what's so amazing is how non-alcoholic it tastes.
I know.
Right?
It's been a long time since I've had one, but.
Oh, my.
Yep.
Oh, my. Oh, jeez.
What was the first number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 that had food in its title? 1972.
Wow.
Well, that's a really good piece of trivia.
Oh,
like, that's a starting the dinner party kind of food, trivia right
food.
There.
Okay.
72.
Lemon
is
tree,
your...
very pretty, with your lemons oh so sweet.
I mean,
no.
Good guess.
Sugar, sugar.
Oh, there you go.
That's good, but honestly, I think that was a little bit after.
Is it a liquid or...
Well, okay. How's about the artist? Is it a group or an individual?
I would say it's an individual.
Oh.
Leo Sayer, Neil Sedaka, Neil Diamond.
Nope.
Monkey. Oh, no.
Does it have candy in it?
Is it does not. It's not candy. And honestly, I don't actually, this is kind of weird. It is portrayed as a food, but I don't think it's really food.
Is it a drink?
What?
Sorry.
What?
That's the best clue I got.
Is it something you drink?
It is not something you drink. It'd be something you would slice and serve if it existed.
If it existed?
Slice and
I know, it's
what?
So weird.
Meatloaf.
I could...
Mud pie?
I could tell you who performed it, and I think that really gives it away. Don McLean.
Oh,
American Pie.
Is a little general, I think.
That's,
You know.
Yeah.
That's a little too generic.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, I think I saw something, this is not even a joke, on TikTok the other day about Sugar Sugar. It never actually got to number one, so maybe that would have been
the
Archies,
okay.
Right?
The Archies, yes.
According to a 2025 survey.
Another one.
Yeah. Called the Beeves Dojo. How many people have the last donut in the United States? I don't even know what that means. According to 2025 survey, how many people have the last... The last name donut in the United States. How many people?
12,000. Mr. Donut and
12,000.
Miss Donut.
It is a very
donut
small
Jr.
number versus the 350 million
17.
People.
17.
100. I mean, 17 is close. It's 10. 10 people have the last name donut.
Is it spelled D-O-N-U-T or D-O-U-N? D-O-U-G-H.
It's G-H, yeah.
Donut.
So, well, donut is still... Okay, never mind.
Like Earl of Sandwich.
I got a little bit off track
Lord
there.
And Lady.
Sorry about that.
Donut.
I know the Saturday Night Live bit you're talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
Swanson and Sons put out the first TV dinner in 1954. What were the four components?
Turkey
peas. Dressing.
Cobbler.
Peas.
Turkey and peas so far.
Potatoes. Apple pie.
Mashed
potato.
Applesauce.
Actually, it says sweet potato here.
Sweet potato.
So turkey, peas, sweet potatoes, and something that pretty much always goes with turkey.
Long Island iced
gravy.
Tea.
Oh. Stuffing.
Dressing.
Long Island
ice. It's on the mind.
The original ones were healthy with sweet potato.
I mean, sweet potato. Seriously.
Good for it.
Universal tonic.
Oh, my gosh. True or false? Lemons float in water. Limes do not.
True.
Sure.
I don't know. It's true.
True.
I've never tested that before. What the heck, man?
Wait a minute. The lemons float and the
limes
don't.
Lemons float, limes don't float.
Because of how thick the rind is.
Wait a minute.
How is that even?
Well, lemons got a lot thicker rind.
Right, exactly.
Okay, but have you seen those little cruets when you put a slice of lemon? Does that float? Does that...
When you slice it, it's no longer
intact.
Yeah,
when you slice it.
That's wild. I have no idea.
Wait, how does that?
I've never even tried
it. So if you slice it, what, becomes something different?
They don't sink.
I mean, you kind of like break the barrier of the. I don't know. I'm making crap up.
Was it like deflating a balloon?
Right, exactly. No
idea. Do a science experiment and give us the results next week.
Yeah, give us the results next week.
That's a real
an official lab report.
After all, I ran the water in the sink in Australia.
Yes, you did. I owe you that. So, yeah. No, did you flush the toilet?
Well, I sent the video of the sink, not the toilet.
Okie doke.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
And we could not be more
proud. There is an X-Files episode where they're investigating something at a school, and I'm not going to go into it too much, but in the water is going in the opposite direction.
Oh, in the
it's
toilets?
In the United States, everywhere. It's a sign of...
Oh, my God.
I actually just
demonic
took
possession?
Took a picture of the toilet because I had a plumber, and he said, well, take a picture and send it to me before I come tomorrow morning. So I took a picture of it.
Okay.
Not while it was... in operation.
Oh, okay.
But
inside the tank. That's what he wanted.
Oh, okay.
We were having
the tank of the toilet.
Issue,
I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning having a nightmare that the toilet was overflowing.
Oh,
I don't know what that's supposed
to
mean.
You had a dream or something? Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Wait a minute. That's not going to get you winning lottery numbers, Jim.
No, it's not.
Oh, my gosh. Last one for these folks. True or false? Thanks, Steve. These were actually
good.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. Very good.
True or false? Americans consume approximately 3 billion bowls of soup annually.
True or false?
That's true.
True or false?
I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
It is false.
Oh.
Sounds
it's
about
closer
right.
to 10 4 billion.
Billion.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
We love
good.
Our soup.
What counts as
soup.
A bowl?
I mean, what counts as soup? Now we're going
here
do we count
we're going
still?
Down that.
Is chili
is Stromboli a soup?
We're going down the rabbit hole.
Gazpacho a soup?
I think that it may have been one that we did long enough ago that I'm getting old and I don't remember, or it's just a really good idea. What's your favorite soup? I mean, soup is it's winter.
Oh, that's
soup's
a hard
great.
Question.
That's a hard
Come
question.
On.
There's
okay,
so many
I got
good.
French
so
onion
many.
During the winter and gazpacho during the summer.
Okay.
Well, okay.
It's cold.
Yeah.
So you're actually a gazpacho fan.
Yeah, I'm a gazpacho fan.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, good gazpacho is good.
I think in the winter I'd have to say chili.
Chili.
I love chili.
Chili's a good
chili
soup.
Is a great soup.
You know, there's nothing like a homemade tomato soup and grilled cheese. It just,
ooh,
you know, hits the spot.
Yep. And you can make, at least according to a TikTok I saw the other day, all you really need is like tomato and
really?
A little onion and whatever,
yeah.
and you just like roast it all.
Yeah.
Let it happen.
It's so easy.
And then just serve it. I'm
and
like,
it's
why
so
am
good.
I buying tomato soup? Like,
yeah.
seriously.
Remember the fish chowder we had at that place in Maine?
Oh, chowder.
Oh,
so
Gilbert's
much.
Chowder.
Oh,
house?
I love
lobster bisque.
Oh.
Now, that's another way.
I like Chiopino. Does that count as a soup?
Be thankful Beth isn't here. She'd be ranting and raving about Westbourne right
she
now.
Would. She
oh, yes.
Would.
They have good soups
yes.
there.
They do have
pricey.
Good
soups.
Yep.
And I've dropped in front of Dan's house before, so.
Oh, lobster bisque. Now, that's another
like
way up there.
Like, all, I love all soups. But potato right. soup,
oh.
minestrone.
Of course.
Oh. Beef barley.
Split pea.
Oh, no. yeah.
Yeah.
The Italian wedding
homemade.
Was
uh-huh.
good.
Italian oh. wedding. I mean, seriously. Some stracciatella. I mean, come on, man.
What do you
what are,
like?
What are we doing?
No
I mean, I love
eater.
Every single soup that's been mentioned.
Yep.
It's very
Bob's,
hard.
Lentil soup.
Oh,
I mean,
lentil soup. Oh,
lentil white
soup
bean.
So
white
you know,
bean.
It's
bean.
Hard for me to turn down
Navy
like a
bean.
Thicker
Black bean.
Lemon rice. Like
oh,
if you've
good.
Ever gone to Christine's
oh,
in Ferndale,
yeah.
they have the best lemon rice soup
Hot
I've
and
ever
sour.
Had in my life. I'm more of a wonton guy.
Yeah, I'm more of a wonton guy too.
Yeah.
You don't want to know what they do with hot and sour.
No, the hot and sour. Don't tell me.
Oh, jeez.
You don't.
Hot and sour is good.
I like the hot and sour soup at P.F. Chang.
Oh, huh.
Very good hot and
I've
sour.
I've been there
soup.
In such a long time.
I'm sorry. Every time I hear P.F. Chang, I still think back to the Olympics. Because there's an announcer that called it, you know,
Pyongyang.
Yeah, they called it P.F. Chang by accident.
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
It is.
I mean, I can't think of the last time I made a good soup either, but Leslie made something that was with cranberry beans. Suddenly we're seeing cranberry beans everywhere.
What are cranberry
beans? And it's mostly Italian, which is funny because cranberries are only in North America. But, like, she had to hydrate these sons of guns for 72 hours. And they, like, quadrupled in size. And then it was just super hearty. And we just, like, didn't tell the boys anything and just, like, put it in front of them. And they didn't even know they were eating vegan. And they were very pleased with themselves. So
What about miso?
Miso
soup. Miso soup.
Yes. Stephen made a really wonderful chili recently with three different kinds of beans.
For football games.
Football chili, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, turkey and two bean.
Okay.
Two beans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was different, it had something else in it that it was a little different. I can't remember what it was now.
I was looking at Dave because I was remembering the relatively short-lived, like almost 20 years ago, little Japanese place we had in Berkeley actually had some killer miso soup. It's where Coco Fairfield's ended up. If you remember.
Yes.
Whatever it was called.
What was the name of it? I can't remember.
Yeah. We would go in there to eat, just Leslie, Baby Joseph, and I. And there would just be nobody else there. And they waited on us like hand and foot. Like, do you want more? And I'm like, yes.
And Coco Fairfield's long gone now, too.
Yeah, well, that's gone, too. So all the good restaurants of the past.
Soup Nazi.
I heard this really great story a couple nights ago as to why this person, you know, whatever, friend in common, always orders dessert first. And I knew this about this person, but I had never heard the backstory before, that they ended up at this fantastic restaurant where they were mostly known for their desserts. And then, you know, in some nameless whatever of the past, they had ordered their appetizers and their drinks and their entrees, and they were so stuffed that they never had room for dessert. The next time they went, the restaurant was closed, and they have to live the rest of their life after not having had this dessert. And I have been out to dinner with this individual who shall remain nameless, and they ordered dessert first.
Amazing.
So, like, you want to do that because they never want to miss it ever
again. We've also got another... Yeah, I don't want to call it a rule, but my wife swears up and down if we order burger and fries, I have to eat the fries first because they're still hot.
Yeah.
Is that a rule?
You don't want that to go cold, though.
Start there. You don't need to finish them.
Yeah. I've been to American Harvest for lunch and ordered the dessert first because they only have so many prepared for the lunch shift. And so if it was something I wanted, they were. And, you know, Greg would always order whatever was set afire. Bananas Foster. Cherry's Jubilee. He wanted them to wheel that cart up to the table and set it on fire.
Oh, that's what we had in New Orleans.
Yeah,
right?
We had
that. Man, how long did it take your children to finish that cake I brought over?
Oh my gosh. We were eating that cake for so many days.
Mind you, if it was at my house, it would have.
What kind of cake was it?
I don't recall.
It was.
Big.
It was chocolate. And it had like fresh raspberries in it somehow.
Yum.
But they were not like in a thing. The berries were just like surrounded by the chocolate. It's hard to
tell. Baked
into the cake.
Yum. Yep. That sounds good.
And everybody loved it because nobody cares about berries in our house. They're not picky about it. And everybody loves chocolate. So we basically just slowly
chipped away at it.
Ate it every day. Basically.
I still remember when I brought that over. Your boys... They came up to the table, skipped the cake, went for a banana, went for something healthy. I'm going, kids, what are you doing? You're ruining your dessert.
What's wrong with you?
Don't ruin your dessert.
Yeah, how dare you?
Oh, my gosh. Why do I feel like I'm banana. The only person working on this dessert? Exactly.
Well, mind you, I dropped it off at your house because there's no way we would have finished it.
And I don't just think that you didn't try hard enough.
Where'd you get it?
I did a lecture up in Troy, and
they gave you a cake.
They gave me a cake to go home with.
Well, that's nice.
That's a nice.
They also gave me iced coffee, and they also gave me some other drink, too.
So lucky. We just spent an entire show talking about food and drink, and it's the last show we're doing on this day, so it's going to be very, very hard to say goodbye, but easy, too, because we get to go and eat, probably. So let's all say goodbye, Heather.
Bye-bye.
Stephen.
Goodbye.
Mara.
Bye.
Dan.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
And Jim.
Goodbye.
Now, these words...
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.